Member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Any mention or thought of the word cancer can be frightening. Cancer is a disease that starts small, silent, and unseen, and then suddenly it's there. It has been diagnosed. So let's look for something encouraging in the picture. First, cervical cancer is a cancer that can affect a woman's reproductive organs. Worldwide, it's one of the most common cancers in women. Well, that doesn't sound encouraging. But this does. According to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, cervical cancer is the easiest gynecologic cancer to prevent with regular screening tests and follow-up. It also is highly curable when found and treated early. In the reproductive organs of a woman, the cervix is the narrow lower part of the uterus, or womb, that opens into the vagina. It connects the vagina, which you can also think of as the birth canal, to the upper part of the uterus. Cervical cancer happens most often to women who are over 30 in age, but the risk is there for all women. Cancer of any kind begins in cells. Those cells are the basic components of your body. Without a powerful microscope, they're too small to see, but together, they form the tissues and organs of the body. Normal cells, such as those in the cervix, are constantly growing and dividing as they are needed by the body. Cells grow old. Some are damaged. Those cells die, and more new cells take their place. This is happening all the time in your body. Sometimes something happens. Cells are produced when they are not actually needed by the body or the particular organ. Some old cells don't die and disappear as would be the right thing to do. When this happens, there are extra cells, more cells than would be normal. They form a mass of tissue which may be called a growth or a tumor. Some of those growths are mainly harmless. They are what medical professionals call benign growth. But there are other growths which take on a life of their own. They keep on growing. They may share their rogue cells with other parts of the body. These growths are called malignant. They are cancer. Almost all cases of cervical cancer are caused by a virus that goes by the initials HPV. Its full name is the human papillomavirus. Now you know why it is known as HPV in most medical conversation on the subject. HPV is much easier to say and remember. HPV is a common virus that is often passed from one person to another during sex. How common is HPV? Well, at last count, it is estimated that there are more than 100 types of the HPV virus that are known. Some are sexually transmitted. Some strains of HPV infect the skin and cause warts. One group of HPV infects the cervix and causes changes in cells there. Some strains of HPV cause cancer. Of sexually active people, about half of them will have HPV at some point in their lives. However, few women will actually get cervical cancer. Studies have found that at least half of women have been exposed to HPV by the time they have their 50th birthday. Most HPV infections, however, cause no problem. They clear up on their own. The virus, though it is sexually transmitted, is so common that any close contact of genitals can pass the virus from one person to another, so even those with only one sexual partner are at risk. 1% of cervical cancers are not caused by an HPV infection. They are spontaneous. Like most cancers, when it begins, cervical cancer may not show any signs or symptoms. When the cancer grows, when it develops, it may cause bleeding or discharge from the vagina. When the bleeding happens at a time that is not normal, then that is the time to be concerned, and that is the time to see your doctor. This would include bleeding between periods or bleeding after sex or after menopause. These symptoms or signs or problems may not be a sign of cancer. They can also be caused by infections or other health problems. However, if you notice any of these signs or symptoms, you should be sure to contact your doctor so that a diagnosis can be made. If treatment is needed, that can be done as soon as possible. These cells that are changing do not suddenly turn into cancer. Some cells that change don't develop any further. They die off and are disposed of by the body. For other cells, there is what might be called an in-between stage. Some of the normal cells of the cervix developed what are known as precancerous stages. They're not cancer yet, but they can become cancer. These early stages of change in some of the cells can be detected by a Pap test. Pap smear is another term that is used for the procedure. If precancerous cells are found, they can be treated to prevent cancer from happening. So what exactly is involved in a Pap test? How's it done? Does it hurt? First, set your mind at ease. A Pap test or Pap smear shouldn't be painful. It might be a bit uncomfortable, but it shouldn't hurt. If you sense any pain, be sure to tell the medical professional doing the test. Apart from other instructions you may receive about preparing for your test, be sure you have an empty bladder. This will save you from some discomfort and pressure during the test. The Pap test usually only takes a few minutes. The doctor or other medical professional making the examination and performing the test will be using a tool called a speculum. This may be made of plastic or metal. This is inserted into your vagina. It helps the whole procedure if you try to relax the muscles in your stomach, in your legs, and the muscles around your vagina. Take deep breaths to help your muscles relax. When the speculum is in position, it is adjusted so that the two sides of the instrument move apart. In this way, the passage is opened wider for examination. A spatula and a small brush called a cytobrush are inserted through the opening so that the doctor can collect a sample of cells from the surface of your cervix. The best time to go for your Pap test is halfway through your menstrual cycle. In other words, between 10 to 20 days after the start of your period. A good average time would be 14 or 15 days after the start of your period. Depending on your home country or the country where you are now, your medical professional person may take the opportunity, before or after doing the test, to also do a general examination of your pelvis and abdomen. This is a normal health examination to make certain there are no other visible problems. The specimens which are collected will be carefully examined in a lab. You'll usually hear about the results within a week or two. Hopefully the report for you will be encouraging. If abnormalities are found in the test samples, you may be advised to take the Pap test again, or some other method of examination may be suggested. If rogue cells are found, that is, cells which are not normal, treatment will usually be recommended to remove the abnormal cells so that they will not develop further. The treatment method, which will be available to you, will depend on the country where you are, so be sure you take plenty of time to talk to your doctor about your options. Don't leave out any questions, no matter how simple they may seem to you. Once the treatment is completed, your life should return to a normal pattern, and you should include in that pattern a continuation of the regular screening program. A vaccine against the HPV virus has fairly recently become available. While it is not 100% guaranteed against all the forms of HPV, it is still recommended. Some countries recommend the vaccine be given to children in their early teens before they become sexually active. Some countries put the age as between 9 and 26 when it should be given. Some say between 14 and 26. In some countries, the vaccine is given to females older than 26 years, up to 45. Two different vaccines are generally available. Both usually require three doses given over a time period of 6 months. For accurate information about the availability of the HPV vaccines, inquire in your country. One thing to remember is the Pap test only screens for cervical cancer. It looks for precancers, that is, cells that have changed so that the cervix can be treated and so that the cancer can be prevented. It is recommended for women who are between 21 and 65 years old. The starting time varies from country to country. The availability of screening will vary, depending on the practices in your home country or those of the country in which you are living. Check to see if screening is available in the country where you are currently living and working. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com